Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. What a cracking show we have in store for you tonight. Niall Hatch is in the studio, as is Dr. Richard Collins. We'll be hearing from Terry Flanagan also a little bit later on. But let's start with you, Richard. I'm looking at you and I'm wondering why you've got a copybook with you. What have you brought your copybook? School's out for summer, don't you know?
Well, I wanted to quote something from Ernest Hemingway. He wrote a very famous, a very fine story called The Snows of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Kilimanjaro is a mountain that many people from Ireland climb today. Now, there's a little vignette at the preface of his story about a leopard. He says that, I brought my copybook in order to read his actual words. I didn't write them down very well. But anyway, Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa. It's 19,500 feet high or thereabouts. Close to the western summit lies the frozen carcass of a leopard. Nobody has explained what a leopard was doing at that altitude.
But leopards are found in Africa.
They sure are, but they're in forests and on the ground. They're not climbing up arid mountains. Can you imagine the height of that, the amount of effort you would need to get up there? The best theory, and it's very weak, is that it chased a goat all the way up there. I don't believe it for a minute. How on earth could it happen?
But there are snow leopards, Richard, that are found up very high.
Yeah, but that's a different species altogether.
No, I know, but I'm just saying there are snow leopards.
And not in Africa, they're in China.
In Asia,
yeah. Yeah, that's a different ball game. No, it couldn't be one of those. But that is a strange thing that a leopard should ever be up there. Now, there's been one found in a glacier, melting glacier, which was dated to around 300 years ago sort of thing. But that's much lower down. It's not way up in the top of... It was probably crossing the glacier and came to grief some way, fell into a ravine and couldn't get out. Something like that. But this one is a total mystery. And Hemingway puts it up and nobody has come up with an explanation to my knowledge.
It's certainly very intriguing, Richard. And leopards, of course, have a very, very wide range. So they're not just found in Africa. They're found through large parts of Asia as well. And you have much wider range than they do today. I've seen them in Sri Lanka, for example, which is a very good place to see them. But you do find leopards that have adapted to cold weather. So in the Russian Far East, there is the Amur leopard, which is a subspecies of the leopard, which is almost like a Siberian tiger in the way that it has evolved a very fluffy coat to survive with very cold temperatures. So we know that leopards do have it in their makeup, at least, to tolerate these things. And the snow leopard that you mentioned there, well, its ancestor was probably something fairly like the leopards that we know from lower levels nowadays. Some of those ancestors must have at some stage gone to high altitude and adapted to them and become snow leopards over the course of millions of years. So perhaps that's what happens. Perhaps some pioneer individuals do try something in the case of this leopard in Kilimanjaro. It didn't work out, but sometimes it does work out.
Well, listen, I've just found some information. Snow leopards, it says, live across a vast area in northern and central Asia's high mountains, including the Himalayan region. In the Himalayas, snow leopards live in high alpine areas, mostly above the tree line and up to 18,000 feet in elevation. They are found in 12 countries, including China, Bhutan, Nepal, India, Pakistan, Russia, and Mongolia. So they can go high.
But that's a different species.
No, I know. I know it's because I mentioned the snow leopard. But I mean, it must be in the genes of leopards to be able to do things, is all I'm saying.
Well, that Amur leopard, the subspecies that you find in eastern Russia, near to Vladivostok, there's a reserve for them near there, not too far from the Chinese and the North Korean border. But I remember talking to a Russian scientist there who'd been working at that stage for 20 years on the Amur leopard, one of the rarest mammals on the face of the earth. And they're notoriously difficult to find. They're so secretive. And so I asked him, you know, I said, I've always wanted to see one. In your 20 years, how many times have you seen them? And he said, oh, I've never seen one. So that shows you just how rare they are.
Well, actually, snow leopards are known also as the ghost of the mountains. Mm. So because of their elusive nature, in addition to being very shy, the colouring of their coats make them difficult to see against the snowy, rocky environment they live in. Snow leopards are solitary creatures, since it is also rare to see two snow leopards together. There is actually no term for a group of snow leopards. There's one for the table quiz.
There you go. All right.